just like that, and it's all good.
Is it recording?
I don't know.
Can you check?
Actually, that's the weird thing. I can't check. I just have to go on the fact that the numbers are going and the levels are moving.
Oh.
This is a Zoom H1. They have H2 and H4. H2 is bigger. The only thing I don't like about this is it's super light, and it feels flimsy.
Yeah, it does look cool, though.
No, it looks cool. It's super light. Huh. It's cool that it's super light, and then it sucks that it's super light because I'm afraid for it.
You're like just cradling like a small
child.
Well,
I have a case. I bought this accessory case for it, too.
You are an accessory whore.
I love accessories.
You do. Nice earrings, by the way.
Thank you. It matches my tiara and necklace.
Don't be a fag.
I have a correction, actually. You know how it was? I said it was Bart Simpson's birthday?
Yeah.
It wasn't. That was a whole Twitter thing.
You lying son of a bitch.
Because what happened was a kid in South America saw a soccer player from Brazil, and he had Bart Simpson on his soccer jersey.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, he has Bart on there. So then Bart started showing up because everybody in South America watches soccer, I guess. So it blew up as a trending topic. And then people were like, why is it a trending topic? And then people started putting up their favorite Bart Simpson quotes. And then from the Bart Simpson quotes, somebody made up the fact. And it is on the Wikipedia page as of that day, but I don't know if it is anymore.
What I really want to talk about is Charlie Sheen. Tiger blood.
You have some tiger blood right in front of you right now. So
I do.
I wonder what other cat fluid is going to be popular. I'm going for Puma milk.
That's just silly. Everybody knows you need lynx milk.
Lynx milk.
That's where the real power is. Of course, you got to find a lynx.
There are lynx in this country, aren't there?
I don't know. I'm not a goddamn cougar. Actually, technically, I am.
It would be. That's a zing, folks.
It is a zing. I got to lower the TV because apparently it is a bit loud.
I watched the interview with Charlie Sheen on Piers Morgan. Mm-hmm. He seemed complete. He just seemed crazy, but he didn't seem out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Then again, when you have an exorbitant amount of money. And like Jim Norton said, the best way I've put it, and he put it, was if I had that much money, you know, with the exception of the coke, that you would find him, you know, dead under a pile of hookers like a cat from Hoarders. That's exactly what you should be doing. He's doing exactly what any red-blooded male would be doing with that much money and the access to that amount of whores.
Yes.
So I don't know why people are getting all over his ass.
Yeah, yeah. It's because there's three things. It's like you have, it's drug use, it's, you know, whoring around, and it's the other thing.
Do you hear that feedback?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. That's a little better. Yeah, there you go.
Hot mic.
One,
see,
two?
See, now you hear everything. You see why I keep messing with the board because it sounded okay, but then it makes it too hot.
So hot.
So, like, if my phone were to go off, you hear like.
Now you hear that.
That's what I was doing last week when I was like, and then it only came out of one channel, which I thought was cool.
Also, what I want to kind of write still fresh in my mind, Grown Ups. That movie was just fucking horrible.
It just looked bad. Why was it? Was it streaming on Netflix or was
Oh no, let me demonstrate.
No, no, that's fine.
Oh,
I'll
no,
take
I'm
your word.
I'm going to.
Oh no.
It's just that.
Oh, bad. I need to order Jackass. I have it on my Amazon queue. I'll do that when I get home. Then.
I'm just gonna go pick it up on lunch. Best Buy. I'm gonna buy a Blu-ray. Actually, I found when I was cleaning my desk today because we have to move. I found these.
Mm-hmm. I still have mine from the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah.
From a few years ago, I found mine on my desk.
This was actually a fashion statement in the 50s, apparently.
Yes.
Because, I mean, if I learned anything from Back to the Future, it's 3D glasses can be worn anytime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That guy did. Back to the Future, I just don't like that movie. It's held in high regard.
Get the fuck out of my house.
I don't like the first one.
The third one was horrible.
The second one was really bad. And it was held in such high regard in elementary school when
but
I was going.
You just have to suspend disbelief and let it go. But there's a lot of I guess you could say, I don't know, hello.
Yeah, it's okay, yeah, I just dropped
my mic there.
Sorry.
You can't silence Christopher Lloyd's work.
Do you see how all of a sudden you're observant to everything that's going on now, and you can hear everything?
Oh, yes.
And you see how I'm like, can you turn that down?
Turn what down?
Exactly, yeah. Oh. I don't like the third one. I really loathe the third one.
The third one was just god-awful.
There's that scene. There's an actual scene in the real movie where there's a little boy, and he makes the come here motion with his finger, and then he points at his crotch. If you look on YouTube, that's an actual scene in the released film. Yes. I heard about it.
Did you ever see Conan? Conan the Barbarian, where there's a llama fucker?
No.
Yeah. I think it was a llama. I mean, at this point, it really doesn't care. It doesn't matter because the guy was fucking a
llama.
A quadruped, if you will. And it was a part where Conan and that...
When you first said it, I thought you meant the show. And I was like, how dare you?
Like Andy Richter? Was he the llama?
Yes. You know, no matter how we cut it, when they walk in the door and they see us talking in the mics like this, we're playing radio.
Pretty much.
It's like these two grown men are playing radio.
Hello out there in radio land.
We're talking the old time radio voice.
No, you actually need this. Hold on.
He's walking away. Oh, he's got a paper tube.
Now do I sound like I'm on old-time radio?
Oh, you realize that the amount of technology in this recorder, and you're doing that?
When you come back from World War II, boys, be sure to light up a lucky strike in your Negro-free neighborhoods.
Oh, no, we got kicked off the internet somehow. We're not even
after
on.
You got a jab with your bayonet, be sure to light up a lucky strike.
Oh, no. Somehow we got kicked off the internet. We don't even have internet on right now, and it's somehow we got kicked off of it. Oh, no. Yeah.
It's a way to stop the flow.
And it just died. That was 8 minutes in, and it died right there.
Yes, it did.
That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
In a very bad way. We don't condone
it's on
that.
Your version of bad.
Well.
It's true. Wow.
Since you sent it to... what are you looking for?
I just wanted to... No, just try and check something.
Okay, since you sent it to me in two different versions this week, tell me about the guy with the anus.
Well, it was a Chinese guy in a weird province that got an artificial anus because he was born without it. I think it was like a estresia or something like that. It's a congenital defect where you're born without a poop chute. And he got... anus. They reconnected his shit tube and...
So where was it coming out of?
It was coming out of a tube near his urethra where he had to squeeze out excrement. Awesome. So he had a shit dick.
So you're not supposed to?
Well, maybe you're doing something different that gets it there, but hey. The old dirt trail.
Yeah, you sent it to me once, and then you sent it to me again. I was like, what is this? Artificial anus.
It was a better article. It had more detail in it.
Oh, okay. I didn't even read them. I was like, I'll just save it for the podcast. And see
but yet you
goes.
Forgot it.
I didn't forget it. It's on my Evernote, but I just forgot it on the iPad, maybe.
I'm shaking my head in disappointment.
I know. You're like, that doesn't pick up.
I could do this.
Maybe you should just go back to the old time radio. Hey,
that was fun, sir.
So now you hear us adjusting.
Yes, Justin trying to bring us some sort of strength in the mic so it won't fall.
push it back further into the stand, too, so the center of gravity is further back.
So the center of gravity is further back. Don't do that again. You keep putting your ear up to the microphone, and somehow it's really funny to you.
It's because I'm immature.
Yeah.
Anywho, so I had to go out there and pretend I was a cable guy to fix my cable that was disconnected in air. That was fun. But, hey, I have TV now in my bedroom.
Okay, so it was just one that got disconnected. It wasn't all everything?
No, it was just that end of the house. The other part.
Oh, because you had a splitter?
Yeah, well, I have a split coming, well, you see him directly coming out of the tap. But, yeah, it was definitely sucked at the end of the video. But Lisa can go watch TV in her bedroom now. So get the hell out! I love you!
Thanks for blowing my ears out. That was really loud.
My bad.
Oh. Thanks for yelling right into the mic. Right into the dead center of the mic. Every other time you're talking like this. And then the one time where I don't want you to talk directly into the mic, you yell into the mic. Thanks.
Hold on. What was that? We're going to pause just for a moment here. It's like, I don't believe in domestic abuse. Remember, international waters can't be traced back.
They were so...
You saw that. I have a witness.
Those horses were so drunk.
That's where you can have those Tyson-Secretarian fights.
Yeah, they were so drunk.
Heineken. Delicious. Hmm? And nah, you're just a faggot who drinks water.
Teetotaler. Speaking of which, is the Coke cold by now? It should be cold. It's been like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
No. Just can't wait, can you?
I.
You have water in front of you.
I know.
Just imagine the Coke ingredients in that water.
Which was, wasn't there? There's a. I don't know if it was true or not.
Oh, that whole thing where about the recipe. That was like revealed inadvertently like a couple years back.
That too, yeah.
Supposedly, like there's
I didn't read it. I just saw that it got pulled out.
The one of the two people who do know the actual recipe for Coca-Cola actually goes through the mail so they can get the invoices and whatnot from the suppliers of the ingredients so they can remove that before anybody in the mailroom or anybody else sees what they actually have. So that's actually pretty interesting. Don't look at me. Go away. Whatever. Yeah, keep walking. That's right. Close that door. That's right. Close the door. All right. Sorry, Rudy. I'm sorry you're going to have to see me do this.
Get beat up by a woman?
I'm not Bud. She loves me. Why does it gotta be black? It doesn't get old.
No, it really. I've been doing that a lot too.
Yeah, so
that's racist.
I got a lot of people doing that on Black Ops, you know, because they have the SR-20 the Blackbird.
That's racist.
Yes, it is. Well, I was like, why does it gotta be black? It's awesome, sir. Well, since I guess I no longer have a lot of people out here.
You can get some inspiration.
I can, but I'm actually running low on beer. I don't even know how many ounces this glass is, but over the vacation, it was filled many times. Like I told you, it's like 11:59. 1, 2.
You just go by the philosophy, it's 12 o'clock somewhere.
No, that's just raging alcoholic behavior. Okay, believe me, I have my limits, sir.
That's just outlandish.
That's just silly. But I am drinking Heineken. It is delicious and nutritious. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to put on grown-ups just so you can see how bad it is.
I was hoping you forgot.
No. I don't have the ability to forget yet.
Okay. So... So he's going on demand. I wonder how this is going to sound. I mean, I
don't know. I don't know. Maybe you should play it back a little bit.
Huh? No, you just want to break off and do something. I can stop it and then start it again if you want.
No, no,
you
keep it going. It's like I said, it's already 15 minutes
into it. 15 minutes in. I mean,
hell, it didn't even seem like 15 minutes already.
No, it went by really quickly.
Yeah, it did. And like I said, we usually
two
do.
Two grown men playing radio. I was thinking about that on the way over here. I was like, we're just basically playing radio.
It's pretty much. And foil weather. Why do people talk in that voice? I don't understand.
At least they talk that way, because I was watching a movie today, and I hate it when they're talking.
Hey, I could do this really cool.
Telemundo.
I don't know where that goes. I just...
It doesn't Telemundo. Fit in there. Well, at least you're entertained by it.
I am. Yeah. I'm very easily entertained. Oh, yeah. So, going over here to...
So, it's already out on,
yeah,
on cable?
It's just fucking bad. Yeah, at least let's watch it in least high def.
But I mean, it's like, but look at all these comedy legends together. It's like, I don't care. They're just
not. They're not funny.
They're not funny. Not in the least.
Play.
And I was trying to think of an Adam Sandler movie that I liked. I was like, I guess Waterboy was okay.
Like, even like Happy Gilmore, I loved it. Even Billy Madison. But it's like. Most of the other ones are just kind of downhill, but then again, I guess you got to grow up at some point.
Yeah, I was thinking, I keep going like Grandma's Boy, but it's like, no, he's
well, he didn't make that. He produced it. Yeah, it was Nick Swartzen and Alan Covent, I think. They were.
Swartzen wrote the. He rewrote, because he got the copy and he rewrote it, and Sandler said, here's your assignment, do this, make it a hard R, and poof.
Yeah.
Movie magic.
Yeah. He's. They're saying that most of like the was it Just Go With It. I have no interest to watch it, but they're saying if anything was like worth watching is Nick Swartzen in it. Plus, you get to see Jennifer Aniston's big titties, but that's a bonus.
Are they?
Yeah, apparently she's like really. I mean, just like really fit for that movie. I mean, hell, you've seen the commercials for it. Like even that one that he's dating in there, the one that comes out of that yellow bikini. How you can see her.
Oh yeah, she's totally towing.
Yeah, she's
totally
towing. Yeah, it's like
towing.
Wow. I was like, is anybody else? Like eyes drawn just to the toe.
Yeah, it's like it's like Homer's mouth.
It is,
and it's yellow too.
And
to top it off,
you want to do this beep, 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 to it, but uh-huh. You're just getting her to queef out like that so you can make the sound. Just it probably gonna happen.
But what was it? Yeah, I wish I would have seen that preview in the theater at least. You know, just to see the toe, like it would be probably be like
yeah,
4 or 5 feet across.
Dude, I mean, you could lay in it like a hammock.
Yeah,
that would be awesome. Yeah, a little moist.
It'd be a little pillow. The man in the boat would be the pillow. I made the pillow sign with my hands for no good reason.
I got the visual, sir. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so this...
I'm assuming this black child is Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Hey, your VOD sucks. Must be your crappy cable connection.
Must be. Anywho, you just... crap.
So,
actually, their VOD's kind of been a little wiggy.
That's racist.
Why is it racist?
It's wiggy.
Well, you know what? The Whig Party has not been in power in some time. And, aristocrats tend to...
The aristocrats?
Shut up.
Speaking of which, Wendy Liebman is following me on Twitter.
Who?
Wendy Liebman.
Who's that?
She's a comedian. Really funny.
Hmm.
She does, like, the quick punchline to a joke. I can't think of any of her jokes now. But I'm guessing somebody, maybe she followed me because I was following her for some reason, and she just hasn't figured out, hey, I should not follow this guy.
Retweet some of my shit for her.
Yeah, I probably end up, well, I'll do that anyway. Yeah. And then I catch myself saying, should I say that? And I'm like, no, that's, what am I, you know, I just. So do you think my coke
I
is
honestly
cool?
Don't even remember what the last tweet oh, yeah, it was the Batman one this morning today, because I did have a slight nerdgasm in it.
What was that?
It was the Batman Arkham City.
Is that a cartoon?
No, it's a video game. The first one was...
The
first one
right.
was Batman Arkham Asylum. It was... Actually, it was a Guinness Book World Record for, the best-selling video game, like one of the best-selling franchise video games. Because that game was just fucking awesome.
I remember you telling me about it.
Hold on. I'll show you the trailer. Hold on.
But what was it? Black Ops? Or what was the latest video? The last video game was like Black Ops or something that was like the quickest selling video game of all time. It sold like like millions and millions of units in the first day or something like that?
It had to have been Black Ops.
Black Ops. So do you think it's cold yet?
I totally forgot.
That was him getting out of the chair, not a fart.
Yeah, it really was.
Because it was audible. It was a little longer. Okay. I'll take it like that, dude. I don't mind. As long as it's mostly. I'm the one that's had to walk back through the woods alone, or what was it?
It's like, mister, I'm scared. I don't like being out in these woods.
How do you think I feel? I'm going to have to walk back alone to the car. See, because it's a pedophile killing joke.
Yeah, well, yeah, you added another angle to that because it was just,
Yep. Anyway, so I'm trying to pull it up here in this old-ass Dell. You can kill somebody with this thing. It's awesome.
I have one like that. I still have my old Dell, but I haven't used it in a while.
Ha. Screen's all dusty and everything.
Yeah. I like shiny screens. I like the... A lot of people don't like that, but I like it.
It's because you're weird.
Yeah. Can't argue that. No, I'm... Yeah.
I could smell my own.
So the iPad 2 was announced this week.
It's thinner than an iPhone.
That's
pretty interesting.
I have my iPad. I use it a lot. I really enjoy it.
It does have some cool apps.
It has some great apps on it. So I will get the iPhone 5 whenever it comes out. So.
Dude, it sounds like you're working for your iPhone, man.
I am.
There you go. This is a trailer. It is like very well done. We are currently looking at the trailer for the Batman video game, Arkham City.
So when does this come out?
It comes out, I think, later this year, at the end of the year.
Oh, and then we can talk about that other video game. Let's go through this one.
Dead Island, the one I sent to you?
Yes. That was actually a buzz item on CNN.
It looked awesome.
I was like, oh, my goodness. So this is all computer?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the cinematics in the beginning.
I'm Batman.
You just don't fuck with the Batman. I mean, it's just common sense.
I swear to God.
He's a tactician. He knows what to do.
I swear to God. Don't swear to God. Swear to me. I'm Batman.
I had to do it. Sorry. Oh, yeah. It's just visually just...
This looks absolutely like...
This is the beginning of cinematics, yeah. But the gameplay is very similar to this.
This looks real. It does not look like CGI at all.
That is fucking freaky, isn't it?
Yes. It's It is I'm sitting here in awe because of just how clear it is, how amazing it.
Yeah. I have to defend Batman all the time to my stepson because he calls him a pussy for having no superpowers. I'm like, he's Batman!
Both of his parents are killed, and he does not use any sort of a gun to fight anybody
doesn't.
Off.
Look at that. That was cool.
That was very cool.
That's Kevin Conroy's voice. He was the original voice for Batman on the animated series, remember back in the 90s?
Yeah.
Because his voice is kind of like the personification of what Batman is, because they brought him back for a majority of the comic... The comic movies with Batman and Superman.
Yes.
Kevin Conroy always is Batman. And they even brought back the Joker's voice, who is Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, yeah.
So he brought back the character.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's just... And the studio who did it, Rocksteady, it's just... They came like out of nowhere, apparently. But, I mean... Actually, I think... who bought them?
Fall 2011.
Yeah. That game looks fucking awesome. And just the cool like finishing moves you can do on it, it's really just sick. The game, like when you play it, how you take down the characters and stuff like that, you end up doing just a whole bunch of like combos. It's just basically syncing up the buttons basically. Yeah. But once you do it, it's actually pretty cool. It's very addictive. So, but I ignored my family a lot to play that game.
So what was that other, what was the name of the other game again?
Black Ops.
You know, you could just drink, you finish your drink, and I could, then answer.
But I like to multitask. It was Dead Island.
Dead Island.
That actually looks in just crazy. Dead Island. How do you spell island? Is not very smart, ladies and gentlemen. And here
if I could get like one person to download this, it's not us. I would consider that a victory.
Well, sir, you aim very low. This is going to be in the bowels of the internet someday. Just there. There. Nowhere else. And I got to sign in because apparently it's pretty awful.
But it was a buzz item on CNN. They actually had a little screenshot of it on CNN when I was reading it the other day.
Looks really good.
Looks, it's just that alone is like, oh, I want to see that movie. It's like, it's not a movie.
Peggy 18.
Yeah, we got it.
Yes, yes. What was that? One more time. But this one actually, it looks very good. I think the guy who did the Resident Evil series.
Oh, yeah.
He actually did this. Some Japanese dude. Aren't they all? Let's watch it in 720, sir. Yeah. It just killing zombies really doesn't get old.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Like I the only one I don't play zombies on is the Black Ops one. He plays it. He's pretty damn good at it.
He was a zombie?
Yes.
Zombie. Zombie Flanders.
Right back to the Simpsons.
Here we go.
Yeah.
The animation on this is just amazing. The storyline seems really nice too. And the way it's done in reverse. And the cuts between it towards the end where you start seeing them before everything happened, them getting to the hotel and whatnot. It was
they put it in correct order, you find out what happened. It's time for the zombies to shine. It's finally their time. The vampires have finally gone away. They're all sparkly. But it is actually a very cool looking video game.
Yeah, there's no... Both of these trailers, it's all the cinematics and nothing. Yeah. None of it is... here's how it looks when you play it. And then it just ends up being like the E.T. game for 2600. It's like I'm stuck in a ditch. I have to lift my neck up to go out. It's like that's the whole game.
Yeah, it's pretty much just insane now. Hey, she played piano.
Chopped off a zombie woman's arm.
No.
Faja?
But anyway, yeah, Dead Island.
Dead Island.
It's going to get my $60. They're not exactly cheap, but yeah, Gamefly is actually pretty cool. Kind of does save you on buying a bunch of video games. You just get frustrated and just leave it there. But that does actually look pretty good. Doesn't look as good as the Batman one.
No, the Batman is a little bit better, but
yeah.
The concept behind that is nice,
yeah,
though.
That's the
and like you said, it doesn't get old killing zombies.
No. It's just fun. The day I get old, tired of killing zombies, kill me. No, not now. I said...
You said it.
No.
What was it?
This thing is really cool, though.
I know, it's nice. That's why I was so cute. So, there was like three or four different ones, but this one, I was like, I like the product Zoom, so... I thought I'd give this one a try.
Wow.
That's
There's a skunk loose in the house.
Yes.
Chinese astroturf. What was it? There's a really nice video of. Did you see the shuttle take off the other day?
No, I missed it.
I think it was. Was it this past week or the last week? But I just love watching, because I think, was that the last one?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like the
last Discovery.
Yes, yeah, last Discovery mission.
And it's just watching that and thinking, oh, wow, look how amazing. I never get tired of looking at the moon, never get tired of looking up the stars and just contemplating that entire thing.
The stars at night
are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah,
hold on, sorry. The stars at night
are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas. I don't know.
Oh, you do. And I waited for it, too.
Not yet. So, anyway, I was burning my finger while I was talking to my wife and hoping she didn't notice this, but it was similar to this because you have the illusion of holding it over here and forgetting the neck is bent way over here. So, when you light it...
So, you did you feel it?
Oh, yeah. I felt it. But it was just maybe a slightly little bit longer than just doing that.
Yeah.
It was like, ah, so
you did feel the warmth.
Yes, I did feel the warmth. And that was Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus. My gardener, actually. Not
Jesus. Oh, how is your dad, anyway?
Oh, he's good. He's good.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
So I'm associating the term social media with the term date rape now.
What about rape?
Date rape. And it's social media and date rape.
Do you want to pause?
No.
I like rape. I'm sorry. That's how I met my wife.
She's like, no. I'm like, it's going to happen. Just accept it.
Oh, well, we went off the deep end a little bit later, at least this time. It wasn't like the first 5 minutes where he dropped the N-bomb. And
Nincompoop?
Yes.
Okay.
Nincompoop.
You can't say that in front of other people. You know that, right?
Yes.
Just you can say it in front of me because I know you.
Yes.
But other than that, it's not going to slide.
Yeah. So the term social media has just gotten way, way, way out of hand. And now it's just another term for spamming people. Because there's this spammer this guy was talking about. And he was listing all the... Because I got spammed by the guy. And the guy was like... Look at all this, you know, basically he's slamming skeptics and atheists and putting out no evidence against it, just saying
they
guys
just
are
raise
stupid.
More questions to defend their belief. And
yeah, you just keep pushing the goalposts further
Hello.
Back.
Oh. I went to the wrong one. But you don't see me correcting it.
So she's making money.
Hey, she got to make money somehow. It's like that that baggage of a dad... problems doesn't just check itself at the door.
No. Oh, look, there's Bart. And,
Bart.
Waiting.
I don't know. Okay. 4chan. I hear this is a place to meet people.
You know, I do Foursquare to check in to try out because
I never use Foursquare.
I'm using it to test out. I want to see how close it gets. And on the BlackBerry, it sucks. But on iOS, it works pretty well. But every time I'm talking about it, every time I'm telling somebody, I end up saying square. I have to correct myself. That was really funny to you. You're like, I don't know what I'll do.
I really hope those Cokes don't explode in the deep freezer. But anyway.
Yeah.
Where were we? We were acting like 12-year-olds.
Yeah, playing radio still. Well,
I could fart in a bag and you could smell it.
I'm not stopping you. This movie is going on, and every time I look up, it's like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
Now they're at a funeral, and somehow they're going to make a funeral funny. A bad Adam Sandler, bad.
This is where Rob Schneider does something zany, I guess.
I think they all started chuckling at the funeral. You know what? Let's just watch An Idiot Abroad.
I was watching that earlier. They were showing the one where he went to Brazil.
I missed that one.
For some reason on this list, I put Flotation Tank.
Flotation Tank? You talking about the deprivation one?
Yes, sensory deprivation. And I don't know why. I was listening to Joe Rogan. He was talking about how he has a flotation tank at his house, and he goes in it. And it's apparently only about a foot of water, but there's 800 pounds of salt. So yeah, it makes you super... So you're floating on top of the water, and the water is 90-something degrees.
It's like the Dead Sea.
So it's like the surface of your... The water is like the surface of your skin, so you don't feel anything, so you just... So there's actually a place in Houston that's off of 290. I would
they say you're supposed to float in the Dead Sea. Selma did not.
I'm sorry. Hey, it went back to The Simpsons. I can't dispute that at all.
It just ends up all right back.
Aluminum wallet. You know, that looks cool for about 5 seconds, and then they're like...
Until you sit down on it.
Oh, yeah. Or you rip your pants with it.
I've actually gone walletless. It's been awesome.
Really?
Yes, I have. Most of the time, my wallet is either in my my work bag.
Your purse?
Yes.
You're pointing at here?
You leave my Louis Vuitton alone, sir.
It's a man bag.
It's actually just a big purse, and I just call it a man bag. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm a fashion whore. What can I say?
Oh, well, you're half right.
Hey. The fashion side resents me. I think it's kind of throwing us off because you didn't bring your laptop or the list of what things to go with.
No, I have the list, but that was it. I mean, it was Charlie Sheen, social media, the guy with no anus, and the space station. And I spoke about how I like space, and that took 15 seconds. I was like, that'll be an 8-minute soliloquy.
I like them shiny, twinkly lights in the sky.
I never get tired. Because it was a 3D-esque picture of the...
I sent it to you.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yo, you sent it to me?
I sent it to you. And you're like, I just came. Because it was the one where you had to go cross-site to kind of see it in 3D.
Send it to me. Okay.
Yeah, because
that's right, because it said, this is going on the podcast.
Yes.
And I just copied and pasted. And okay. Anyway. That was it.
Well, that's actually... it's one of the many sites that I read every day when I actually pretend that I'm doing some sort of work.
I read Boing Boing, Reddit, Gawker.
Yeah, Gawker. I pretty much read... the only one I can't go to is the Kotaku, the video game one.
One of the Gawker sites.
But most I go to IO9, Gawker... you can see most of my list. And plus,
what would Tyler Durden do? Yeah.
Well, Lisa asked me. She goes, "Oh, you like celebrity news?" I was like, "Oh, I don't like celebrity news because I get to see most of these people naked."
Well, this guy, the "What Would Tyler Durden Do" guy, he's a pretty good writer.
Yeah, actually, he's been on ONA a few times.
Has he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's pretty funny. But you know, they're fucking with him. As far as he probably has meek voices and that, and he's called in.
Yeah.
He kind of became a friend of the show.
Oh.
Actually, ONA are on what Tyler Durden do a lot. A lot of times you'll see the stuff from where Patrice O'Neill just kind of went off on a brilliant rant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I swear to God, that guy has just a way of rationalizing shit that you're like,
yeah.
I don't know why I'm not doing this. How will my wife go for this? I just got to tell her like Patrice put it.
Yeah.
But there's just no fucking way because, as much as it makes sense to our logical thinking mind,
yeah,
it's just never going to go over. But we can hope one day. There's always room for change. He also did say, he's like, as far as there's a flood in the market of dick. That's why women are as choosy as they are. He's like, but I'm paraphrasing him because you can't really.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was saying that just as far as holding out on these bitches, he goes, they're going to end up turning into those damn monsters from 28 days later when you just deprive them of dick and just tell them no. He's like, hold out on them. He goes, they can't do shit. That's true. But hey, you got them bulldog lesbians.
Is that the chick from Modern Family?
Yes, she is. She's like
isn't
21.
She? Yeah, she's legal, isn't she?
Yeah,
she is. I said in a creepy voice.
You said very creepily. Like,
she's legal, right?
Like, all of a sudden, I just got an image of you driving a white van with no windows that says,
yeah.
Help me find my kitty.
It's like, free candy. Free candy, everybody. He looks legit.
Goddamn Simpsons, because I use that shit all the time as far as, like, if somebody, a stranger offers you a ride, I say, take it.
I can't get gas with saying, when it says lift the nozzle, it's like, noozle. The noozle at the end of the hose.
But yeah, that little chick is the one from Modern Family.
Which is a really great show.
Awesome show. They're all the other networks are still trying to kind of capture that whole thing.
There's
one is like stop a traffic light or something like that. Yeah.
Well, the reality show element of it, that's the part where it's like, do you really need that? I don't think you.
But
where they do the side, the asides.
Kind of, they made it work. They actually.
Yeah,
they
no,
made,
oh, no,
they
I
made it their own.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Well, I mean, kind of like Phil and Claire explaining everything and
yeah.
just having Phil, you know, go over what he did or didn't do, you know, it just kind of adds more to the character.
I read the guy, he was like, I was watching Modern Family and it's like Al Bundy died and went to heaven. He finally got the chick and
dude. Yeah.
Sofia Vergara.
Jesus.
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
It just like
I'll kill everybody in this house, make it look like suicides, just to be able to walk in her shadow.
I can't fault you for that one, sir. Mm. I cannot fault you. Yeah. Since my wife is over there somewhere in earshot, I'm just going to go ahead and just leave
it's
that
like,
one.
How dare you?
It's like, I would kill Sofia Vergara just to... he says with shifty eyes.
Let's put a shifty eyed dog in it.
Look over there, baby. It's like, why are you holding... Why is that shadow of a shovel growing up over my head?
It's that time of year.
The shovel raising time. Why won't you die? You just took 7 kids with a shovel. You didn't go down. Are you a Terminator?
The show does not condone murdering women with shovels.
Yeah, call me a bit of a... You know, they say chivalry's dead.
I'm old-fashioned.
You just beat them with the garden hose. The news. Anyway.
Courtney Cox.
Actually, believe it or not, you're going to pretty much call me a fag, but...
I do already.
I mean, you already do it. But the Cougars or Cougar Town or something like that, it's actually pretty funny.
I watched one part of an episode with the guy, the lady who used to be on Drew Carey.
Yeah.
She did this, she made fun of somebody, and she went, burr, 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 and I was just like, it was just executed properly. And I haven't watched an episode since, but I mean,
every time I watched it, it was like, it's actually pretty good because it's the guy who created Scrubs.
Yeah.
He did
okay.
It the chick who played Jordan.
Yeah.
With that character, she is his wife.
Okay.
So you know, but anyway, she does play on there very well, and even has a dude on there who was on the Drew Carey show.
Yeah, yeah, that's Gomez. Right. He's yeah.
Yeah. So
he's married to Nia Vardalos, the big fat Greek wedding lady.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was watching an interview with her, and she was talking about him, and I was like, they're married. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like the...
Good on him.
What the heck? The guy's name from... God damn it. He's on 30 Rock. What the fuck?
I don't know what that is.
What? Hold on. What is that? Jesus.
It's a large woman. She's, relatively speaking, she's not really fat. She's just filled in.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Is Charlie Sheen's daughter?
24, I think. 24 or 26. Well, at least she's not on coke.
Yeah, we can see that.
Yeah.
Apparently, she, well, anyway, I've got cotton off.
Did you ever see the last Shrek?
No.
Shrek 3? I never saw it either.
It just kind of wore out its well.
The reviews I heard were like, oh, you're happy to see your friends? But it's like, really? Did they need to do this?
Because
even my mom, who likes a lot of movies, who almost likes every movie she goes to, she's like, meh.
Wow.
She went to go see, she took my niece and my sister actually went to see Rango yesterday.
I hear
and it's like, crap, I should have went with them.
I hear that, like,
really good reviews on it.
My mom was like, it was good for me and your sister, but for her, I think most of the jokes went over her head.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Because it's for people our age and not.
Yeah, the Roger Ebert was comparing it to a basically Blazing Saddles.
Really?
Roger Ebert said it, yeah. Huh. No, he didn't say it.
Well, he typed it out.
Yes.
With his weird jaw.
Actually, he just... Wow, that's just sad, though. Yeah, I mean, poor dude.
He got it reconstructed or something,
didn't
he? Yeah,
he actually kind of like has a new jaw or something like that. But him and Roger Ebert, we do have something in common.
What?
We both love the sisters.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You ever see his wife?
No.
Yeah. She's blacker than this microphone.
No.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Right.
No.
Do you know how many times that I've just refrained from just flambeing just one annoying ass girl? Remember, you know, I've talked to you about her several times where she just says stuff that I can't say because it's just incredibly mean, and I pretty much know I'm going to lose my job if I say it.
Yeah.
It just, she says incredibly dumb things. You're just like, oh my God, if you were anywhere else, I would just murder you.
Hmm.
What was it? You're talking about, she doesn't really like running on the treadmill. And I luckily, as I've grown in my wisdom in years,
yeah.
Usually I would have been fucking quick on the draw and I would have just, you know, let it go. But, you know, I've learned how to put that little social filter got in there because I know I can't lose my job.
Yeah.
But I just so want to tell you, it's like, oh, that fucking poor treadmill. You know, and just,
yeah.
Anyway, I don't know where I came off on that tangent.
Yeah, it's like, where is he going with this?
No, it just, she annoys the shit.
Okay.
That's what it was.
We're,
this is the
we're still board. Recording.
Oh, is that what that beeping and that
the
light flicking over
there? No beep.
The light's beeping. It's Quinby. I need to get a Coke because I've got cottonmouth so bad. Oh, actually, I should take the other ones out before they actually freeze.
Yes, because it's been
48
minutes. Could it be right around 48
wow.
minutes?
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah, that's.
I'll show you my nipples after I come back, because you can see how hard they'll be after I open the freezer, bending down inside to get the Cokes.
Is that how you want to end then?
Sure.